What's up, everybody? Welcome back to Trigger. This is episode 584, Wednesday, November 12th. I'm Corey Inganimore. Here with me, Matt Vespa. What's going on, Vespa?
Nothing much. The shutdown. It's going to end tonight.
Yeah, 43 days in now?
40 plus days of Democrats throwing a tantrum, not wanting to reopen the government, only to take the deal that was essentially offered from the get-go and has been on the table since mid-October.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, for those of you who weren't following the shenanigans up on the Hill, the Democrats agreed to this grand deal, which was to fund SNAP benefits through September 2026. The government is funded through January 30th, and there will be a vote on the expiring Obamacare subsidies in December, which the latter of which, again, was offered by Thune in mid-October.
October 16th, this exact same deal.
It was so
big. Offered.
They got nothing. So, you know, we need, finally the dam broke. Just shows you that Chuck Schumer really doesn't have an iron grip on this caucus, like many have reported. 8 defections, including Tim Kaine. The Virginia delegation split. Mark Warner voted no. Tim Kaine voted yes. A lot of wheeling and dealing. And supposedly Katie Britt was the interlocutor in terms of getting Kaine onto the deal, which was a promise for no further federal worker layoffs, which, look.
What do you think about
on
this?
The whole, I'm okay with that because here's the thing. The goal was to stop $1.5 trillion going to illegal alien healthcare benefits and NPR funding, right? That's the reason why the Democrats shut down the government. And, you know, if they look, the Trump White House was at first against it. Now they're on board. So, you know what?
I would say this is
the promise of not firing some workers over $1.5 trillion for illegal alien healthcare benefits. I don't necessarily like it, but that's a pill I could swallow.
That is what deal making is. It's not going to guarantee. It's not going to satisfy everybody entirely. You got to come together to make some sort of deal. Yeah, I wasn't too thrilled when I read that future firings of federal workers.
But it's not a cave, you know. If there was a partial agreement on some Medicaid benefits to go into illegal aliens, okay, I would be unhappy about that. But that was also never going to happen. But like the core of Trump's ground for in this fight. He stood firm. So did the Republicans. Also, sidebar, really happy that John Thune didn't take the bait. Democrats really wanted us to nuke the legislative filibuster, and that didn't happen. So, you know, Katie Britt, of all people, who's not really like, you know, seen as like the face of the party, right? She's not really around. You know, she's not, I mean, she did give the State of the Union response to Biden and stuff like that, but she's
kind of
not
a disaster too. It's a little cringe.
Yeah. I mean, they're all those are unenviable tasks, right? Like no one wants to do those, and also no one's watching them because everyone goes to bed after the address,
right?
You know, listen, you know, she's not like Chuck Grassley, right, or John Thune. Like she's not, she's not like the QB1 or the running or first running back, right?
Sure, she doesn't have the national spotlight. She's not a 2028
She's a depth player, but hey, man, she can get shit done apparently. So you know what? Mm-hmm. Listen, if Kaine has given her props, you know what? Thank you for getting that key vote because we all know that Rand Paul wasn't going to vote with us on this. So
Caroline Leavitt just had a press briefing. I didn't realize this, that, you know, the RIF firings since the shutdown started, it only amounted to 6,000 federal employees so far. Those people are going to get their jobs back. No, I'm not thrilled about it, but I just thought that number would be higher. I was actually a little disappointed to hear it's been only 6,000. How many hundreds of thousands of federal workers are there?
Did you see also today the rate of flight cancellations dropped sharply?
Over 5.
They know what's going to happen. Also, all the and people in the House, first of all, House Freedom Caucus said that this deal was a win. So our flanks are covered. Ralph Norman and all these people that were bitching and moaning about this deal, you know what? They always say that. And then they get a call from the president and then they vote for it. So
I'm going to primary you if you don't get your ass on board.
Vote for the goddamn bill. Victoria Spartz, who was against the March CR, is a yay on this one. This is going to happen. The vote's going to happen in about 5.5 hours.
And Caroline Leavitt just said that the president hopes to sign this deal into a deal tonight. So the federal government will reopen late tonight, early tomorrow morning, whatever it is. People are going to get their back pay. They're going to get their future paychecks. The air traffic controllers are going to finally show up to work, even though they knew they were going to get back pay anyway. 42 million people are going to get their SNAP benefits, which isn't so great. But hey, the moral of the story is, yes, we gave up a couple of federal employee firings. We're going to have to eat that and rehire them. But the way we know that this is a great deal is not so much that Republicans are celebrating. It's because the Democrats are furious. They are in total meltdown. They're calling for Chuck Schumer's head. They want him the hell out of leadership. Replaced by I don't know who in the progressives left. I mean, they don't have a natural heir apparent to lead this party. They're a party in disarray. And they want all of these senators who voted, in favor of this continuing resolution. Those are Tim Kaine, Dick Durbin, John Fetterman, Gene Shaheen, Maggie Hassan, Angus King. He claims to be an independent, but he's a Democrat. Cortez Masto and Jackie Rosen. They want all of these Democrats to be primaried and getting the hell out of office. And what's interesting is that none of these guys are up for re-election in 2026.
Exactly.
Some of them are retiring. And it's not till 2028 and 2030 that these people even have to worry about a primary. So they were probably thinking about what's doing, what's best for their country, as opposed to a primary that in 2 years from now or 1 year, I'm sorry, 1 year or 3 years from now, where the progressive left is up their ass demanding free shit. So,
and it's going to be forgotten in 2 years.
Exactly, because there's going to be another
one. Also, it's going to be a presidential year. You really want to primary and have all this shit happening when you need to keep, if you want to retake the Senate? Like, no. Like, this is not serious. This indivisible, which is hilarious because they're obviously just fractured and just whiny little whores. I don't think they're going to get any money for this. They're not, it's going to be, I mean, I hope they do it, Corey, because if they go through with this, it's going to leave these guys bloodied. We can win Nevada. I think if we find a good Republican who's kind of Trumpian, who can get in with those Las Vegas unions, because once you get into those unions, no tax on tips is what got Trump Nevada.
Yeah. And for the first
seriously, all those casino workers were like, are you kidding me? Of course we're going to vote for that guy. That's the case. All the service and workers. So yeah, I mean, I'm sure if we find someone like that, yeah, we can beat someone.
And for the first time in recent history, at least probably in the last 10 years or so, Nevada actually flipped the voting rolls, where there's actually more Republicans in that state than the Democrats.
Yeah.
So that is definitely a state to look forward to, hopefully capturing in the near future. Ro Khanna, he's been going on all of the major networks recently. He always has, actually. He's a frequent guest on Fox News, but he's a Democrat. He seems to be level-headed, I mean, as much as a Democrat possibly can be. But here he is on Jake Tapper just yesterday saying that, Chuck Schumer, he's lost control of the Democrat Party.
You've called on Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer to step aside. You say he's no longer effective as a leader. Explain this for our viewers, because he did vote against this compromise that you oppose. Why are you mad at him?
Jake, you've covered politics a long time. Yes, he voted no, but eight senators who said they consulted him daily go and vote yes. One of those people is his number two. He's not going to do that without Senator Schumer's sign off. And then conveniently, all eight of those senators aren't up for re-election in 2026. This is the DC way. Senator Schumer could have blocked this if he had wanted to. And one of the challenges is, in addition to the healthcare premium spikes, it undermines the narrative that this was a Trump shutdown. If eight Democratic senators could have ended it, we should.
Undermines the narrative that it was. Isn't he saying the quiet part out loud there? And I guess he just got no confidence in any of his Senate colleagues that they can't think for themselves. Chuck Schumer needs to control them. I mean, we got a few women in this group. Chuck Schumer's better get his women in line. Is that basically what he's saying right there?
Yes. I mean, Jesus. I mean, who's the leader of the party, man? Who's the leader of the party?
And Dick Durbin, it's who he was referring to as his number two. Chuck Schumer gave him the sign off on this. Like, he doesn't have any evidence of that. But there's the knives are so far out for this guy. I don't see Chuck Schumer lasting in leadership for all that much longer.
He's one of the most unpopular Democrats. And I think that, you know, his fundraising quarters were terrible. It wouldn't shock me if he announces his retirement. I don't think he wants to stick around. I mean, he has to maybe face a primary challenge from AOC. Though I think she wants to run for president.
Totally. Well,
now granted, if she wants the primary Chuck, you know, I mean, you never know. These people, she has all the options in the world afforded to her right now regarding, you know, where her political career goes. So, I think he wants to. I think he'll bow out, man.
I think so. I think there's just too much pressure. The party has passed him. He's what, like 80 years old?
Zero
energy. The progressive left is where all the energy is. And I do think you're right. AOC. Yeah, I'm not sure she's going to run for Senate. I don't even think she wants to be president, but I think she's going to run for president. She wants. I don't know, for the left, so many times it's about these moral victories. They're talking about, you know, just getting the idea of socialism out there. And in a way, they've actually been successful because, as I said on last week's show, AOC now seems more palatable to middle America and normal-minded people because she has people further to the left of her that just won office in Zohran Mamdani in New York City. For some reason, AOC is becoming more mainstream, even though, you know, when she first came on the scene after being a bartender, she was just the fringe left and just, oh, I would love to run against AOC. But like, now I'm actually a bit worried. We see the money is behind her and Sanders and these progressive
energy. And also the travel, right? I mean, before she mostly stayed like in New York proper and then maybe a few little border trips where she like, you know, cried. Remember the crying? She's crying by the fence and stuff. Now she's like doing shit. She's doing rallies all across the country. She's gaining, you know, she's now for her constituents, they're mad about this. But the fact that she's so focused on what gets national headlines and traveling and stuff like that, like she has a national constituency. She could definitely run for president. Totally. I think that's where she wants to go.
I always said
that when she starts leaving the you know, New York City proper, that's when you should start getting a little worried about like, what's she doing? But for a while, she just stayed in her little corner because she kind of had to. I think Pelosi kept her there, but she's going.
Yeah.
So
the ding dong, which is
unleashed. Yeah.
But yeah, so like it's time to take AOC a bit seriously. Like 4 or 5 years ago, I would have laughed it off. Oh, yeah, running for president. Like, yeah, I don't think she'd be the favorite to win if she ran against J.D. Vance. I think J.D. Vance is super formidable. He's just like awesome. But she should not be laughed off. We don't organize. We'll see what happens. You know, it could be similar to what happened in New Jersey and Virginia a week ago. So keep your eye on that. Speaking of another crazy leftist who has been traveling the country nonstop, crazy Jasmine Crockett.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness. Did you see Jeff Charles wrote about this on Town Hall today? She's been caught living large while campaign donors foot the bill. Do you see what she's spending her on? She's traveling the country. She spent, let's see, almost $75,000 on luxury hotels, transportation, security, and other services only in 2025. This is a one-year $75,000, and this is on campaign donors' funds. So instead of staying at like a Hampton Inn or a Motel 6 or whatever normal Americans might stay in, she's staying at Ritz-Carlton's. And let's see, in total, Crockett's filings show her campaign spending $25,000 since January on the high-end hotels and limousine services. Hotel expenses include $4,000 in Ritz-Carlton, $2,000 in luxury in the luxury collection. I guess that's a hotel. I don't know. I don't stay at these places. Other hotel expenses include $5,000 to West Hollywood Edition.
Well, she likes the good shit, man. You know, that's been known, you know, renting luxury cars to go 200 feet.
I mean, probably a $500 nail job. You see those nails she's rocking?
$50,000 for security also tickles me. Like, who the fuck is trying to kill her?
$50,000 on security expenses.
Like, she's not... Okay, she's one of the loudmouths of the party, like, but she's not the face of the party. You know, I mean,
she's becoming, you're right.
I mean, there are no faces of the Democratic Party, but she's not like, you know, like she's just there. She's like the attack dog, but she's not like, you know, she's not part of the starting lineup, but whatever. I guess she
well, I think Democrats would like her not to be, and Republicans keep propping her up as much as we possibly can.
Not one of the faces, though. You know, it's whatever. I mean,
Jasmine Crockett is
investigation into this, to be honest with you. The Ritz Carlton? Are you kidding me?
Yeah, she's kind of a little too ratchet for the Ritz Carlton. Yeah. I think her behavior will radicalize people the more and more people see her, especially on a national scale. Remember when Camilla had that big rally in Atlanta and that rapper, what the hell was her name?
Oh, I forgot.
It's on the tip of my tongue, but she did like some ratchet sexual dance on stage.
Yeah, they were twerking and stuff. And then after she was done with her set, like a third of the people left.
Yeah, it was kind of a turning point in the campaign, I think. It was like, wait a sec. Normal America is not on board with this kind of performance. And I think that's
what a waste of money. What a waste of money. That was not a cheap guest, by the way.
No.
That was hundreds of thousands of dollars. And, you know, that's why, you know, Kamala's the Solyndra of political campaigns. But, that's... I forget her name.
Something like Horse or Lion or something.
Charlemagne the God on Morning Breakfast, that the radio show there, was like some stuff. I do some stuff. He has some good takes, man. I mean, he's a lefty, but he has some good takes. The take that he had recently about her, about how Jasmine should be more out there because she's a good communicator. I'm like, dude, she's like legit retarded.
Yeah, that's why she should be. Yeah. Give her that advice. It was Megan the Stallion.
Stallion.
I've reminded myself daily not to listen to her, and so far I've been successful. So what else is catching my eye this week? You see Trump going hard at the air traffic controllers that they needed to get back to work.
Well, yeah, he's right.
It was awesome. He wrote this on Truth Social. All air traffic controllers must get back to work now. Anyone who doesn't must be substantially docked. For those air traffic controllers who are great patriots and didn't take any time off the Democrat shutdown hoax, I would be recommended a bonus for $10,000 per person. He goes on. He goes really hard. It's awesome. Let's see. He really rips them here. The last administration wasted billions of dollars trying to fix antiquated junk. They had no idea what they were doing. Again, to our great American patriots, God bless you. He was asked about some of his comments in the Oval Office the other day. And anytime he can do the Pete Boot Edge Edge, you pronounce it Boot Edge Edge. He did it yesterday, and I got a good laugh of this. And here, I'm going to play that for you here.
That we had a guy named Boot Edge Edge. Boot edge, edge, they say, is the best way. Just say two edges, like off the edge of a cliff, which is where they were taking us, by the way. Boot edge, edge was the Secretary of Transportation, and he spent billions of dollars trying to patch together our air traffic control system.
He was one of the worst secretaries in recent memory. What did he spend? It was like $7 billion to get all these electric vehicle charging places open across the country. And he ended up getting what, four, something like that, after spending $7 billion. And this guy has the nerve to consider running for president in 2028. By the way, that's a guy that I would love to be the nominee in 2028. He polls exactly 0% of the black vote.
Yeah, well, because there's reasons for that.
Are you saying the black vote's homophobic? Is that
I'm not saying that they're homophobic. I'm just saying that they are allergic to voting for black gay people.
So. There's a difference.
Oh my God, dude, at the White House yesterday when they were unveiling the deal to lower weight loss drug prices, Trump mentioned and he was saying how he's like, you know, Pete, we're going to have the most luxurious air traffic control system ever devised. It'll be implemented very soon. Buttigieg Edge tried to do it, but I think they used the wrong wire or something. It was a total disaster. I'm just like, oh my God. This guy's great. This is what I'm talking about, man. Like, okay, it may say drug price event, which seems a little vanilla, but then it turns into something totally different. So
it's called the weave. We like to do
that. Yeah, exactly. So I mean that's good. I mean it is outdated, so there's a lot of stuff going, you know, a lot of retooling, so to speak. But it was getting bad, man. You know, like this had to happen. Thanksgiving was going to be and it still might be a wreck. I don't know. I don't know if it'll be sorted out by next week.
Yeah, I mean, all these air traffic controllers, you know, they've taken some time off. They knew they would get back pay, which is like ridiculous to be taking time off anyway. You know, you're getting paid. You might skip a paycheck. We're going to get double that in the next one. But all of them just decided to quit. Secretary Duffy, Sean Duffy, was on Fox News just last night. He swung back at Pete Buttigieg because, first of all, in response to Trump's remarks in the Oval Office and his Truth Social that went really hard on the air traffic controllers, Buttigieg responded. He said, "Just getting dinner onto the table for the kiddos. We'll deal with this later." Of course, he did deal with it later. He released some stupid little Twitter video saying how Trump closed down the federal government, blah blah blah, which of course is a lie. But first of all, who uses the word kiddos when you're a grown man? What is he, in his mid-40s? He's kiddos. I'm putting dinner on the table. This is a guy who took maternity leave for 4 months and basically didn't tell anybody. Here is Sean Duffy. I want to play this. He responds to Pete Buttigieg.
Through the old equipment, let's go over Pothole Pete's record, right? So there were 85 near misses, Sean, in the Potomac before the DCA air crash. Pete did nothing. He spent $80 billion on DEI and on climate change. He lowered the standards for training at the FAA. He focused on pronouns at the FAA, changing those things, but never worked to fix the air traffic control system. Didn't work on bringing more air traffic controllers into the system. And so what he's trying to do is rewrite his record because he wants to run for president. But the truth is, he barely showed up at the DOT. He was in Michigan and other places, but he was no-show Pete. And now he wants to rewrite it so he can run for president. And he's going after me and President Trump. We're not going to take it.
Nah, there you go, Sean Duffy. I'd vote for him over Pete Buttigieg in 2028 any day. So, hey, what's going on with this whole Democrats think they got this bombshell right now, this bombshell of an Epstein document that just came to light today.
Well, it imploded faster than the Ocean Gate submersible. Basically, they released all the docs, new emails, supposedly.
This is the Democrats' release.
Yeah, this is the Democrats, showing that Trump and Epstein allegedly spent hours with this victim. Well, the victim is, Corey, you know the last name, Virginia.
Is it Guffrey?
Yeah, Virginia Guffrey, who died last year. They basically redacted the email saying, you know, oh, look, here's the smoking gun. When we all know that it's Virginia Guffrey, like it's there. She said that Trump had nothing to do with any of the illicit sexual deviancy that's been connected to Epstein. And that is based on congressional testimony. It's also based off of all of the surviving, 12 or so victims of Epstein have come forward. None of them said that Trump was engaged in any of the nastiness, so to speak, for lack of a better term. So like, what are we even doing here? Like, what is this again? It's another fake news manufacturing exercise. This is why not all the files can be released, because not all of them are real. Not all of them can be verified. Democrats just want material to weaponize, to be weaponized against the Trump administration and to embarrass the president and humiliate the president.
Yes,
the good news is for this to work, they need to have a credible ally in the media, mm-hmm. which has absolutely shot itself. So with the Russia collusion hoax. So nobody cares about that.
Yeah, and it's very clear, like, today is a pretty good day for Republicans politically. They got the government reopened. Democrats want to keep it closed, and you're going to see hundreds of Democrats vote against reopening the government tonight while still arguing how they're the party for federal workers and all of this bullshit. It's a distraction. Here's what the email said that the House Democrat Oversight Committee released. It was an email dated in April 2nd, 2011. And it was an email that Jeffrey Epstein sent to Ghislaine. It said, "I want you to realize that the dog that hasn't barked is Trump. Redacted spent hours at my house with him. He has never once been mentioned."
Yeah.
Okay. So the redacted part was Guffrey.
Yeah.
Okay. And Democrats took it upon themselves to redact this name from the report. They didn't need to. The name was there already. So why did they feel the need to redact? Maybe because they obviously know the reason.
Yeah, and
they
maybe didn't want the truth to come out. And they thought that, listen, they did this because she's dead. So, you know, they basically they're making it's disgusting. They're making it seem like this dead person has perjured herself.
Yeah.
Right? Perjury. So they will do anything to listen. They don't know what they're doing. Their whole thing is get Trump, and they will do. I mean, it's not about opening the government. It's not about job opportunities. It's not about lowering the cost of living or any of this. They just want to get the guy, and this is what happens. This is what happens when you have a bunch of wild animals not knowing what they're doing. You know, as Trump says, they don't know what the f*** they're doing. They don't know what they're doing, and you know, just let them do this. I honestly, no one cares about this anymore. It's losing credibility by the day. And now, I want justice for the victims, yes, but the Democratic Party is actually making that very, very difficult.
They're not interested in justice for victims. They just care about Trump.
Yeah, so it's just, you know, let them. Millions of Americans have already left these mainstream media outlets. This story lasted all of 2 seconds. It's going to fade. And, you know, it's just, again, it's like, dude, it's the Russia collusion. Dud after dud after dud. We're not playing this game anymore. No. You know, Americans were stuck on this for 4 years and it was nothing. And, you know, they're not, everyone knows what the Democrats are up to now. The playbook. Yeah. So, and also they have a much less, their bench is thin. They don't have leaders. The leadership sucks. They can't communicate. Their messaging sucks. The strategy sucks. Everything about this shutdown was just absolutely unnecessary. And I think that it is incumbent on Republicans once this happens. Maybe after Christmas, because dude, they have to do pedal to the metal with some of these appropriations bills that have been in limbo now because of this bullshit. Is to basically, the whole messaging strategy is that this was done by the Democrats and it was unnecessary, and talk about everything. I don't care if, you know, institutional norms, I don't care. Just attack these guys.
Totally. Okay? And Trump's got to stay on message.
They did this for no fucking reason.
Yeah, totally. And Trump's got to stay on message because the midterms are coming up real quick. I saw an interview he did recently. He said, "The economy is great, so I don't want to hear about it anymore." And that's just not a winning message. When Trump does something wrong, we'll correct the record here and we'll make, you know, we'll call him out when he's wrong. And last night I saw some, you know, interviews on Laura Ingraham where he's saying how, you know, 600,000 Chinese immigrants are actually good to have in our school systems and in our colleges because it makes the colleges money. Well, there are 600,000 Americans who are losing opportunity if those spots are taken by the Chinese. I wish Trump would correct his messaging on that. I wish he would change his policies on that. The same with the H-1B visas.
Talking about the, like, Thanksgiving with all the trimmings is going to be 25% less than it was under Biden. So I know he gets tired of saying that, but you got to keep saying it, man.
Mm-hmm.
There are institutions that are against you. And the media is against you. You got to keep saying it. That's why you won twice, because you kept saying it and you kept hammering it. So, and Republicans need to help out too. So, I mean, gas prices are going down. When energy is down, you know, the economy is going to boom. We have a whole new wave of tax relief that's coming. That was announced by Secretary of the Treasury Scott Bessent. Things are going to get unleashed next year when we're able to actually lower the interest rates at a pace that's not retarded. So
amen to that. We have a lot to look forward to in this next year, and Trump's gotta get some victories on the board. That's for damn sure. Vespa, shall we do this again soon?
Yeah, let's do it again soon, man.
It was a lot of fun. Thanks for.
We'll see. Yeah, we'll see what happens. You know, Thanksgiving coming up, and we got some stuff happening. We'll see. We'll see. Right?
We'll
Not
see. Yeah, there's a
a lot.
chance we may not do this next week or the week.
Yeah, maybe yes, no, maybe so. Could be
We'll update you on X. Followed us at Twitter.
TBA.
TBD. But TBA. But we are thankful for you joining us today. Thank you so much. It's been episode 584. If you have any comments, please email us triggered@townhall.com. And if you want to get it uncensored, become a Town Hall VIP today. You can use promo code FIGHT for 60% off your membership. Thanks to all who have already become VIP members. It means the world to us. And for those who aren't, we love you anyway. Don't forget, 5-star ratings and reviews go a long way helping us beat the big tech algorithm. Vesta Mobile, see you soon.
See you then, man.